Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
Not so well. Okay. I want my money returned to me. This company that you represent, Patriot Wholesale Club, I didn't sign up for any membership. They said they're going to give me a drone for the shipping costs. Get a membership. There's nothing in there about a membership. So I just want that pending transaction on my card. I want it canceled. Or if the money's been taken, you better give it back. And I don't want the drone. I want the 862 refunded too. Forget it. Forget that company. You guys represent them, correct?
Okay, we're at the airport of Costa. So can I have your first and last name? And can you verify your address for me, please?
It's James Egan. 1550 Superior Avenue, Costa Mesa, California, 92627.
Okay, one moment, please. I want an account to load.
I don't have an account.
One moment, please.
Yeah, I didn't authorize anyone to take 6732 up from my car. And they 862, okay. Forget it, because they lied. They're in Puerto Rico. I can't get a hold of them, can I?
Okay, so as soon as you did actual... Excuse me?
No. You're replicating and giving the name of your company. What's the name of your company?
We're customer support, sir.
Okay, what's the name of the company?
We are customer support, sir.
For who?
We are a third-party call center. We handle over 300 pizzas.
Okay, great. What's the name of your company?
The name of our company is customer support, sir.
Is customer support incorporated?
Okay.
What city are you in? Where are you?
I'm in California.
You're in California. What city?
I'm not able to give out that information.
Really?
That is correct.
So give me my money back now, or I'll find you. Believe me. I'm in California, too.
Okay, and that's great, sir. No problem. So if you allow me to speak,
I'm
trying to assist
you, sir. I'm not getting 35% back. Give me my money back. That's it.
If you allow me to speak, I'm trying to assist you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I see that you did actually order the drone. Well, you paid the $8.25. The $67.32 was for the discount membership.
Excuse me? Wait, slow down. What was that?
If you allow me to speak, I'm trying to assist you. You won't allow me to speak.
Yeah, you were. You're going way too fast. Slow down. What was that $8.25 for?
It was for the drone that you paid the $8.25 for shipping and handling.
The drone, yeah.
I said drone.
You only pay the shipping shipping and handling cost.
So let
okay?
me explain, sir. The $67.32 was actually for the discount membership.
I sign up for any discount membership.
Okay.
You understand?
Sir,
give me my money back.
Okay. So until you let me speak, I won't be able to assist you because you won't allow me to speak.
Go ahead.
And that was for the discount membership advisor, $125 voucher to our online store.
I didn't sign up for that.
Okay. Sir, you will have to let me speak in order for me to assist you. Your account has been canceled. I'm able to issue out a 50% refund, sir.
No, I want all my money back. If you take that 6732, I'll hunt you down. I'm not kidding. Give
I'm
me my money back.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to frame this in threat, sir.
Excuse me? I'm not threatening you.
You are.
You're stealing my money.
Okay.
Give me my money back.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold moment.
All of my money. Give it back.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold moment.
Okay. You go ahead. Just give me my money back.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold one moment, sir.
I heard you. I heard you say that. How many times are you going to say it?
Okay, yes, sir. One moment.
Company.
I was able to go ahead and get you a refund. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. You won't receive any more charge or anything else. Your cancellation effect. You're fully refunded. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
How much is that going to be?
The full amount of the $67.32.
And what about the $8.25, whatever it is? I lost that, correct?
What $25? We didn't charge you $25.
$8.65 or whatever it was.
The $8.25, that is, you're being paid for the shipping and handling of the product that was shipped out to you on yesterday. So you're paying for the shipping and handling. There's no way that we can stop
the
shipping.
That was the offer it was supposed to be. I didn't sign it for any $12.
Okay, so you only paid the $8.25 and you will receive the refund for the other charge. You still receive the product, and thank you so much for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
All right, thank you. We'll see about that.
Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy a wonderful day. You can disconnect the line. Hello? 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 Hello?